Let's pray. Thank you, God, for your word. Your word sometimes is a puzzle, sometimes it's hard to understand and hard to take in. But we pray that you'd open our hearts and minds that we can digest what your word has to say today. May all that we say and do be glorifying to you, O God, our strength and our Redeemer. Amen. So this past week, I was reading this article, and it's about this minister. And the minister, it wasn't a Methodist minister, but it's a minister who took a job at a church, but then it ended, and then had to apply for another job. But there was time in between, so he didn't have consecutive churches in a row. So he decided to work for Macy's in the shoe department. And the supervisor said this to help him sell shoes, right? He says, one, make contact. Two, ask open-ended questions. Three, give suggestions. Four, inspire the sale. And five, celebrate the sale. I don't know how you're supposed to celebrate the sale, but every pair of shoes is a celebration. You cannot have enough shoes, right? I know that from my wife. The strategy of the salesperson is to get them to increase, to continue to improve. And life is about increasing and improving. Increasing in our knowledge, increasing in our income, increasing in the quality of life, increasing in our net worth. It's what society is telling us what we need to do and be driven towards increasing in our career, in our possessions, in our income earnings. But the disciples, they go up to Jesus and they say, Lord, increase our faith. So they're not asking for the material. They're not asking for the physical or the financial, but they say, Lord, we want our faith, the spiritual, to increase. They want their capacity to believe, their capacity to love, their capacity to have compassion to increase. They want the ability to have strength and courage and endurance in the face of difficult times. Now you say, well, what made them all of a sudden ask the Lord to increase their faith? So I decided to read through some of the chapters beforehand, and so I'll summarize it for you. Jesus calls them, and then they follow him, and right away they have these troubled encounters with Pharisees and scribes. And the Pharisees and scribes are criticizing them for eating with strange people, for eating with tax collectors and sinners. In chapter 5, verse 33, the Pharisees and the scribes show up again because they're hungry. And on the Sabbath, they decide to pick some grain and eat it. And Pharisee says, you are breaking the law. You're breaking the word of God by doing that. The next day, they were with throngs of people, large crowds from Judea and Jerusalem and Tyre and Sidon. They're just facing mass people all the time. In another chapter, they say to the Lord, are you the Messiah or do we need to follow somebody else? So they don't have a clue with all this that's going on, and they are confused. There's more answers and questions. There's more parables and puzzles that they have to figure out. In chapter 8, they go in a boat, and there's this great storm, and Jesus is asleep, and they think, Lord, we're going to die. Don't you care about us? And they're panicking. They're fearful. Then in a different chapter I read, the demons are there inhabiting a person, and Jesus casts out the demon. And then eventually Jesus says to them, now you guys go out and do the same. You heal the sick. You cast out the demons. You do it on your own. Of course, they had success. Some had disappointments. So then there's more traveling. There's more crowds. And there's more controversy with the Pharisees. When I read over all that they had to go through, the criticism, the comparisons, the expectations, the conflicts and chaos, no wonder they're saying, we need more faith. We're exhausted. We're depleted. Our spiritual lives are dried up. We need faith to be recharged and rejuvenated and renewed and reinvigorated. So if we read all the chapters leading us to that statement, we need more faith, we can understand. So they needed help with that part of their lives, but they also needed help with what they were going through then and there. So I decided to read the verses right before that, which says, Jesus says to them, inevitably, stumbling blocks will come. And be on guard. If your brother sins against you and repents, then forgive them. If they come back to you 7 times and ask for forgiveness, you forgive them. So what this verse is saying is that there are those people who are being stumbling blocks to them. In other words, there are difficult people that they have to contend with their lives. No wonder they say, Lord, we need more faith. I need more faith to deal with that person, with this stumbling block, with this person who's causing misery and grief. How about the verses right after that statement that was read by Mark, which says, which of you having a slave and plowing and tending sheep will say to him when he returns from the field, come immediately, sit down and eat. Will he not say to prepare something for me to eat and clothe yourself, serve me while I eat and drink, and then afterwards you can eat and drink? He doesn't thank the slave, but says, you are unworthy slaves, and we have done only what you have ought to have done. Now, in other words, what Jesus is saying is do more than what is asked of you. Do more than what is required of you. If someone requests you to do something, go the extra mile. Make the effort, extra effort. Do a little bit more. No wonder the disciple says, well, if I'm required to do more for my church or required to do more for my neighbor, I need more faith because more is expected of me. So let's review again. They need relief from where they came from. They need more faith from the past that was rough and rocky and difficult in a tumbling world. The journey in the past that was full of criticism or comparison or conflict, controversy. They're also needing extra faith to deal with the present, with difficult people in their lives, causing them grief and distraction. Then faith to go the extra mile, to make the extra effort and extra steps. Being a Christian is not easy, or as my mom would say, it's not getting easier, but it's more and more challenging. Hence, we need more faith. We need more sustenance. We need more fuel. In the same Christian Century magazine, I was reading about this article about dinosaurs. And it was talking about the dinosaurs became extinct. And then other species after that became extinct. So the common thinking is, well, creatures are just going to become extinct, except for human beings. And everybody is, all the created order is there to serve the human beings. And the purpose of human beings is to climb the ladder of success. The writer of the article, her first name is Bethany, she makes the point and says, no, that we are not put on this earth to climb the ladder of success. We are not here to increase our stature. We are not here to draw glory to ourselves. But the argument is that the value of any given life is found in companioning with God. God's co-experience of life, God's remembering of that life. So she quotes Ruth Page to say, value is found in the act of participating in life, a fellowship, of concurrence, of relationship among creatures and between creatures and God. And that is the greatest good of creation. That is what creation is all about. So Bethany's term, which is companioning, companionship, is the purpose. Now, when King David wrote Psalm 23, and he was saying, "The Lord is my shepherd, makes me lie down in green pastures, leads me beside the still waters, restores my soul, guides me in the paths of righteousness for his name's sake. God's rod and staff comforting, being prepared at the table in the presence of my enemies, my head anointed, my cup overflowing." Isn't that the essence then of God's companionship with David, which then provides David the better faith, the increased faith, the cup overflowing, so that he can be a better companion to other people? More faith to get through the hard times in the past. More faith to deal with the difficult realities that we have, including difficult people. More faith to go the extra mile. Maybe selling shoes can relate to our faith. Make contact. Ask open-ended questions. Give suggestions. Instead of celebrating the sale, celebrating the increase in faith. Inspiring, not the sale, but increasing, inspiring the increase of faith so that we can be better companions to those who God calls us to be companions with in this world. Be companions with the created order as well. Amen.